जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जानवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जानवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन नमो नतिरावनचारी नमो नतिरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयमिश्वाद परमस भजकाचार्य श्री श्री मध्य श्रीवान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्री प्रभुपाद अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाध श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन वृंदावन मथुरा धाम के मायापुर नवदेव धाम कृष्ण पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुर धाम कृष्ण कलियुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन कृष्ण निताई गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु वाणी श्री गौराम नजदीक और आ सकते हो कुछ माता जी नॉट माता जी कैन बी एज इट इज बट प्रभु जी कैन कम क्लोजर सेफ डिस्टेंसिंग स्टिल फोर्थ वेव इज ऑन द वे सो वी हैव टू बी केयरफुल ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी हरे कृष्ण सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर 11 Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka, text 20. Nata Nartaka Gandharva Suta Maghada Vandina Gayanti Chautama Shloka चरितानि अद्भुतानि च नटनर्तक गंधर्व सूतमाघद वंदिना गायन्ति च उत्तम श्लोक चरितानि अद्भुतानि च नटनर्तक गंधर्व सूतमाघद वंदिना गायन्ति चोत्तम श्लोक चरितानि अद्भुतानि च translation Nata dramatist, nartaka, dancers, gandharva, celestial singers, suta, professional historians, magadha, professional genealogist, vandina, professional learned speakers, gayanti, chant, cha, respectively, uttama shloka, the supreme lord, charitani, activities, adbhutani, all superhuman, cha, and translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: expert dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, and learned speakers all gave their respective contributions. Being inspired by the superhuman pastimes of the Lord, thus they proceeded on and on. Purport: it appears that 5,000 years ago, the society also needed the services of the dramatists, artists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, public speakers, etc. Dancers, singers, and dramatic artists are mostly hailed from Shudra community, whereas the learned historians, genealogists, and public speakers hail from the Brahmana community. All of them belong to a particular caste, and they became so trained in their respective families. Such dramatists, dancers, singers, historians, genealogists, and public speakers would dwell on the subject of the Lord's superhuman activities in different ages and millenniums, and not on ordinary events, nor were they in chronological order. All the Puranas are historical facts described only in relation with the Supreme Lord in different ages and times, as well as on different planets also. Therefore, we do not find any chronological order. The modern historians, therefore, cannot catch up the length, and thus they unauthoritatively remark that the Puranas are all imaginary stories only. Even 100 years ago in India, all dramatic performances were centered around the superhuman activities of the Supreme Lord. The common people would be verily entertained by the performances of dramas, and yatra parties played wonderfully on the superhuman activities of the Lord. And thus, even the illiterate agriculturist would be a participant in the knowledge of Vedic literature, despite a considerable lack of academic qualifications. Therefore, expert players in drama, dancers, singers, speakers, etc., are required for the spiritual enlightenment of the common man. The genealogist would give account completely of the descendants of a particular family. Even at the present moment, the guides in the pilgrimage sites of India submit a complete account of genealogical tables before a newcomer. This wonderful act sometimes attracts more customers to receive such important information. Om Ajnanatimirandasya ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो इन दिस वर्स कैन सी दैट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज वेलकम by various types of people in his own city of Dwarka. Lord Krishna, who is not an ordinary person, is the Supreme Personality of God. And therefore his reception also would be a grand reception. It cannot be an ordinary reception. And here we can see the opulence of Dwarka city. Dwarka city is considered to be very, very opulent. Aishwarya Bhav, right? It is very, very opulent. There is no scarcity of anything. In Vrindavan, Krishna was very simple. He had accepting the simple services of his devotees. Later he went to Mathura and Dwarka. He was living like a royal king. And he had been out for many months, maybe a year or so, for a great mission. This mission was the Battle of Kurukshetra. He was absent in his own kingdom for a long period of time. And there was a lot of curiosity, lot of eagerness to welcome the Supreme Lord. He's coming back after so many months' time. He has come back. He's coming back. And we can understand the various emotions, various kind of reciprocations happening. The eagerness to see the Supreme Lord, the various types of people coming to welcome the Lord. And it was a great festival. It was not just a ordinary event to some big dignitary. Sometimes even in today's time, some big dignitary, maybe a president of some other country is coming to another country. There is a grand reception. The roads are cleared, painted, lot of decorations are done, right? Just to please that person, right? What is the purpose behind all this big fanfare? To please the person, ultimately, that is the real spirit of hospitality. To please the person. Sometimes we may show off also. I have so much. Look at my car which I sent to receive. Right? BMW or Mercedes car. That is also good in one sense. That is a part of receiving a person. Sometimes one may get a red carpet welcome. Today's time, it's very famous to put a red carpet. That means we really want a person to be welcome. We want this person to come to us. Right? And what to speak of making other decorations, decorating the house, and putting nice dresses to please the person. Right? It's all part of the reception. Can you imagine the scope of reception? It's not just giving laddu prasad. Right? That is one part of it. But to welcome a person, to make person feel at home. This is your home. I welcome you. I am your servant. Not that I show that I know more better than you. There are a lot of dynamics happen within the interactions. How we receive a person, we look at the person, how we smile at them, what is our body language, how we are appearance. All these things are noted down. That creates first impression, right? First impression is said to be the last impression. It cannot be changed. It takes maybe a lot of time if somebody gives a bad impression. To change that first impression, it takes a lot of tapasya to change that first impression. If somebody realizes that I have given a bad impression. Sometimes people don't realize also. They think that what I am doing is perfect. Everyone should follow me. And interestingly, it is explained that there is some kind of study. It is explained that within first 7 seconds, it takes just 7 seconds to understand a person. Not more than that, average. Some people are more sharp. They can, just looking at the person, how somebody is welcoming me, they can understand. So we cannot put a show that I am welcoming a person and we want this person to come and we have some other hidden agenda to fulfill. It cannot happen. It doesn't work at all. And especially in the preaching moment, we are doing so much outreach. If you have some hidden agenda, it will not work. Maybe we'll be able to push some book or get some donations or something. But that is not the real purpose. Real purpose is to change the heart of the person. Right? We want person to become part of our family. Part of our Krishna's family. Not to just add one more member. Right? And follow him again and again. That is also needed to run the temples, but that is not the real purpose. Real purpose is to make the person become part of our family. And Krishna can understand. When Krishna is received with so much fanfare, he can understand. He is not an ordinary person. Nobody can hide anything from Krishna. Whether it is a real reception or it is a deception. Right? Krishna can understand. So therefore, Krishna, when he is coming back to his city, there is so much of decorations all over the roads, gates, all the different lanes, doors. Each door is decorated with all the banana trees and the leaves of the mango trees. Flowers are decoration, fruits. Then the grains. Grains are strewn everywhere. Scented water to make the more fragrant atmosphere. And not only that, these are different types of people coming to welcome Lord Krishna. Yesterday we saw different kind of level of receiving. Prem Kishore Prabhu had kind of really deep research on this topic. And even those kind of category of people were also part of that city. They were also coming to receive the Supreme Lord, and Krishna is accepting everyone's reception. Because he is equal to everyone. He takes the good in everything. And here we see Nata Nartaka Gandharva, dramatist, dancers, singers. That is another part of receiving a guest, that you welcome a guest with some nice dancing of devotees and singing, music. That means you really want to, you are really kind of welcoming a person. It's a big festival. And here these various types of people, then the other historians, genealogists and learned speakers, they are also coming there and they are also speaking, glorifying the Supreme Lord. What are the glorious activities of the Supreme Lord? So it is not an ordinary reception, but it is Sankirtan. It is a glorification of the Supreme Lord. They are all coming and glorifying the Supreme Lord. That is the Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name was happening in Dwarka. And it was really historical, you can say. Because we are, at least I have not read such type of description other places. That whole city is decorated and so much kind of opulence of receiving. And when the Lord is coming back to his city, he is not kind of overawed with all these kind of things. He understands, he accepts, and he had some good memories also and kind of bitter memories also. Because in Dwarka he was there for so long earlier. And we can see that what had happened in Dwarka earlier. There was a story of Syamantak Jewel. There was a kind of a rumor again in Dwarka that this Syamantak Jewel was stolen, right? And there was some kind of rumor that Krishna has stolen that jewel. Can you imagine? He is a king. And he has become the part of that kind of gossip and conspiracy in his own city. अक्रूर Krutavarma Shatadhanva Satrajit. Maybe in 10th canto we'll read that. How there was a huge kind of conspiracy was going on. And Krishna finally brought that Samantaka jewel and showed that this is a jewel. And he gave back to Akrura, I think. Akrura gave back. That you keep it. I don't need this kind of thing. And he cleared that doubt. He cleared the doubt in the minds of Dwarkavasis. He showed that I have this opulent city, but I'm not attached to one ordinary jewel. Of course, it was a very precious jewel, not an ordinary jewel. It was given by, I think, Suryadev. And it had a lot of, today's time, we cannot imagine what could be the price of that jewel. It was creating so much gold every day. And there was no scarcity. Wherever that jewel is there, there would be rains and all kind of good opulence would happen. So that was the power of that jewel. And Krishna, unfortunately, we can see that people of Dwarkavasis, they were thinking, doubting Krishna's personality in his own city. Then Krishna had, of course, later on he married to Satyabhama, Satrajit's daughter, Jambavati. And then later on he kind of went to kill Bhaumasu, took Satyabhama along with him. He brought Parijat tree and he had this 16,100 princes staying in Dwarka. So much kind of memories Krishna had in this city. And he's now again coming back to his own city. So it was kind of mixed kind of memories he had, good memories, bad memories, everything. But he's not affected. He's accepting the good in everything. He accepted good. And it is explained that when he was in Dwarka, he's the Supreme Lord. He can reciprocate with everyone. He's not just staying in Dwarka as opulent king, Dwarkadish. But simultaneously, he's remembering his devotees. Wherever they may be, he's remembering his Vrindavan devotees, how they are suffering. He's always like, suddenly he gets up in the night chanting their names. Then in another chapter of Krishna book, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is explained that there were two great devotees of the Lord in Mithila city, Videha, kingdom of Videha. And the names of them were Brahman Shrutadev and King Bahulashva. The king of that city, Bahulashva, was also a great devotee of the Lord. And there was one Brahmana living there, Shrutadev. He was a very simple Brahmana. He would some other make his living. But most of the time he was busy with his Brahminical activities and he was very satisfied in his heart. But he was a great pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. So Krishna remembers all his devotees. And Krishna decided to meet these two devotees. And later it is explained that he came to meet these two special devotees in Mithila. And he went with many sages, Narada Muni, Vyasadev, Kanva, Atri Muni, and many, many sages, Parshuram. great sages he accompanied. Krishna was going with a big retinue. All the wonderful sages were accompanying, and it was appearing that the sun is moving along with many satellite stars. And they were going from one city to another. It was a long journey. And they were going, and every place Krishna and all the great sages were welcomed very nicely. And everyone was so happy to see them, and sometimes there would be glorification. And demigods would sometimes join in those glorification. And in this way, Lord Krishna reached the city of Mithila. And as soon as they heard, King Bahulashwa heard, and this Brahmana Shrutadeva also heard that Lord Krishna has come. So they were so happy to receive Lord Krishna. So many years they were just worshipping him. And now their worshipable Lord has come. So both of them, they went to receive the Lord and all the sages. And it appeared that both of them, they requested Lord to come to their homes so that they can welcome very nicely. Sometimes it happens, right? Somebody comes, sannyasi comes, and everyone, Maharaj, aap hamare ghar mein aaiye. Please, Maharaj, aap, please come to our home. Everyone comes and requests kind of things. And sometimes Maharaj is obliged to do that. Even Brahmacharis get invitations. So when Lord Krishna is received, both kind of requests simultaneously, he said, okay, we'll come both of your places. And both of them were so happy. King was happy, the Supreme Lord is coming, he is worshipping him. And this king was a very ideal king. He was satisfied in his kingdom. He was not kind of creating hostility amongst other kingdoms, try to conquer them. He was very happy. He was very peaceful in his mind. So when both of them, they requested simultaneously, then what Lord Krishna did? Lord Krishna expanded himself along with all the sages to both of their homes. Right? This is the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He can do two things simultaneously at one time. And this is said to be Vaibhav Prakash. This is the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He can simultaneously expand into many and still reciprocate with his devotees. Just like in Dwarka, he had expanded himself into 16,108 palaces. And he was simultaneously staying in all those palaces. It was not that one day here, one day there, not like that. And Narad Muni had witnessed that, how Krishna's staying in Hastinapur or the Dwarka Puri. So Krishna expands himself and goes to the houses of both of them. And King Bahulashwa, he welcomes Lord Krishna with his opulence, all the nice beds, cushions, and nice opulent food. He washes the feet of all the sages, Lord Krishna's feet, gives them nice welcome, and all the royal, whatever capacity he had, in a very royal way, he welcomes Supreme Lord, gives a very nice reception. And then he is humbly submitting his prayers, and he is asking Lord Krishna to be merciful. He is telling that, please, let us always remember your lotus feet. Because we are in this conditioned world, we are sometimes affected by dualities. But you and great sages are beyond all the dualities. You are unaffected by the contamination of the modes of material nature. You are always situated in the transcendence. And your lotus feet can deliver all of us. So in this way, the king was receiving the Supreme Lord and the great sages. And Krishna accepted his service. And when at the house of this Brahmana Ashvatthadev, when Krishna went, this Brahmana was so happy. He did not have much kind of materially opulent things to offer. But he was so happy that he started dancing. He himself was dancing. Can you see somebody dancing when you go to somebody's home? They are so happy that they are just dancing. It's very rare, very, very unusual. We may think that's what has happened to this person. But Krishna, he understood, he accepted. Then he had kind of wrap around his head. He took that wrap and started waving that wrap. And was dancing jubilantly, singing and glorifying the Supreme Lord. And all his family members were also very happy. And whatever capacity there, he brought some straw mats. He didn't have cushions and big beds or something. Straw mats, then water, some water, whatever he got, scented water. Then kusha grass, lotus flower, some fruits. Very, very simple way he was receiving Lord Krishna and all the great sages. But he was doing with such great love and devotion. Krishna accepted. Because Krishna is not hungry for opulent things. He's not kind of... You cannot impress Lord Krishna by your opulence. You need to be very simple in your heart. You need to have a real devotion in your heart. And Krishna could detect that. Yes, he's doing from his heart. He's so happy to receive me. It is not, there is no duplicity here. And therefore Krishna was very happily accepting that. Krishna was so happy. Let's just see. And he had forgotten all his miseries. He was so transcendentally happy. Because Supreme Lord that he has come to his place. That was the joy. And Krishna is reciprocating with him. So, then his wife cooked some dal and rice. Simple food. And they offered to all the sages and Lord Krishna. And Krishna accepted. Krishna accepted everything. Just like we see there in the case of Vidura. Vidurani, when she offered these banana peels. Krishna accepted that. Because Krishna knew that she is offering with devotion. So in this way, we can see that how Krishna accepts our offerings which are made with love and devotion. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prasht tadam bhakti upratam ashnami yatatmana. Right? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that you can please me by this simple thing. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Leaf, water, fruit or flower. But that does not mean that we just offer that. If we have kind of capacity, we should offer good things. If we are good, if we have a capacity to offer good things, we should offer. So therefore, Prabhupada explains that our worship should be in the mood of opulence, Lakshmi Narayan worship. We should worship Krishna and Radha in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. They should be worshipped very opulent. 16 of kind of various offering, Rajbhoga offering, Mangalbhoga offering, and various types of offerings, fruits and juices and various types of daily we should keep offering to the Supreme Lord with love and devotion. Then Krishna accepts. That is a deity worship, standard of deity worship. Prabhupada established. Nice flowers, garlands, dresses, jewelries. That is the mood that Krishna should get everything. He is the Supreme Person who deserves everything. And when the devotee offers that with that kind of mood, one will feel satisfied with him, right? One feels very happy when one sees Lord Krishna is decorated very nicely with nice chandan and tilak and decoration, jewelries. That is the standard of deity worship. Prabhupada established. Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. Prabhupada gave these two kind of marga or paths so that we are always busy serving the Supreme Lord. And we can see wherever the Lord is worshipped very nicely, opulently, devotees are also very happy. There is no scarcity of anything. And of course, when Prabhupada went to Western world, he had all those thoughts in his mind to bring this kind of culture. Bhagavat Vidhi, Pancharatrika Vidhi, he wanted to bring that culture to the Western world where people did not have any faith in the worship of any idols. Or to speak of believing in God. Murti Puja, they didn't have any kind of faith. But Prabhupada had kind of tremendous strong desire that if they worship this Lord Radha Krishna, if they chant the holy names, then their hearts will become transformed. And although they may be from these various backgrounds, they can get transformed. They can become pure Vaishnavas. That was the faith of Prabhupada. And he was kind of struggling to bring that. He was waiting for any good opportunity to connect with people. Because he knew that when people, they get transformed, then everything can get manifested. And that is the vision of Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat, he will not just see the Lord in his deity form, but he will see the presence of the Lord in the heart of every person. There is a super soul, Paramatma, in the hearts of everyone. And that Paramatma can give direction. The soul has forgotten. Soul is part and parcel of the Lord, but the soul has forgotten. Therefore, soul is in this material world, taking various births, suffering in the material world, various species of life transmigrating from one planet to another. But by the grace of pure devotee, such souls can get delivered. By the touch of pure devotee, they can remember, they can revive their original Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada had that tremendous faith. He knew that if people chant the holy name, because in this Kali Yuga, this is a Yuga Dharma. The chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This is a Yuga Dharma for this age. And if people chant this Mahamantra, then their lives will be transformed. And he himself had experience when he met his eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur Maharaj, first time he met, right? First time somebody meets and we get a tall order right? What we will do? You go to the Western world and preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. This is the first instruction Srila Prabhupada received when he was just offering obeisances. First meeting, we never forget, right? With any devotee or anybody, right? First interaction, it's very kind of each someone in our hearts. Because first impression creates, that's the lasting impression. It'll last for long. We cannot forget. Whoever gave a book or prasad or welcome with nice smile or introduced to the deities or brought to the holy dham or brought to our consular system or whatever, like various ways we get first impressions. And when Srila Prabhupada had got that kind of first impression, his friend Narendra Maliki was pulling, please come, there is a nice sadhu here. But Srila Prabhupada, he was telling that I have seen so many sadhus in my childhood. My father would receive not less than 4 sadhus every day. And I know what they do. So he was not kind of very eager to see somebody. But when he met and he understood that here is a great pure devotee, he is having such courage to speak that Krishna consciousness is an urgency, it cannot wait. And we can imagine in the time of India was under the subjugation of British rule, to speak that Krishna consciousness is an urgency requires a lot of courage. The entire country was running for independence. First we should get independence and then we can speak about everything. But here, the messenger, the ambassador of the Vaikuntha Loka, he was telling that first we should become Krishna conscious. Krishna consciousness is an urgency, it cannot wait. People are suffering because they are not Krishna conscious. And we can see after 100 years, Srila Prabhupada met 100 years before 1922, and this is 2022. 100 years before, right? Here, this year we say that is the centennial year of Srila Prabhupada's meeting. And nobody knows which date, but we can celebrate every day, right? Right? So that someday one day we'll get some mercy, we'll get the real mercy of that instruction. So that is the historical event that happened 100 years before. And still we can see what has happened to the world, entire world. It is still there are wars happening, there are fights happening, there are pandemics, and a real pandemic of birth, old age, disease and death. Nobody can stop it. Fourth wave is, they are saying the fourth wave is on the way or something like that. Right? People have to wear masks. Indirect meaning is not to stick prajalpa. Right? Prajalpa can create a big pandemic. Radhana Maharaj was telling that once that the real pandemic or the epidemic in ISKCON society is gossiping. For devotees, a gossip, they spread rumors against each other. That is a real epidemic. That's a very dangerous thing in the society. Therefore, we should be always wearing mask. And what is that mask? To avoid speaking prajalpa. That is a real mask. And we should glorify the person as if we have hundreds of mouths. What good somebody did, we should speak very loudly, amplified, magnified. Not somebody did some mistake and we just take it to social media. Right? So that is a danger. That is a danger in this today's world. We can do good, see the good in some person, or we can see the bad in person. It depends upon us. So, Srila Prabhupada, when he went, he was in the beginning, he was struggling. 1965 he went. And we can see what was the condition, and he was trying his best to connect with people. He was observing these various types of people in America. And he had got some place in New York, downtown storefront, some place he had got. And some way, some small way, he was doing some kind of little preaching kind of thing. And in that time, 1966, there was, America had declared war against Vietnam. And there was so much protest. There was so much protest to stop this war, even at the United Nations level, and various kinds of religious groups, they were coming together, and various kind of organizations were coming together and trying to create peace and harmony in the society, in the world. And that time, there was in New York, uptown, there was United Nations headquarters building was there. And there was one person. He was a part of that United Nations. His name was Larry Bogard. And he had heard about Swamiji and his peace movement. He wanted to invite Swamiji for this peace vigil. There was kind of peace vigil was there in August, kind of 2 weeks peace vigil they were going to hold. And this Mr. Larry Bogard, he was a kind of very big person in the United Nations, and he was kind of helping devotees. He saw some activities happening and he thought that this person can be very helpful to give the message of peace. Because in this age, everyone wants to bring good people together and create a good message. So, somehow that he connected with Swamiji, Swami Prabhupada, and he sent a message that if you can come and do some kind of your prayers and peacefully you can do something. So, Srila Prabhupada, he accepted that. That time there was no kind of big kind of public chanting of the holy names, or nothing was happening. It was just a year, not even 1 year of entering into US. And Srila Prabhupada thought that, yes, why not? We get opportunity to meet such person. He's requesting, and he thought that this is a good opportunity to connect with this nice person. And he went. He went with some of his disciples. He told that tomorrow morning, 6:30, we are going to this place, New York, uptown. There will not be any Bhagavatam class. Earlier morning, Bhagavatam class was 6:30 in the morning. Now we have 8:30. But they went and they said that tomorrow we'll be at this place doing our morning chanting and everything. And 2 hours slot was given. And devotees, they dress in kind of t-shirts and sneakers and all this. They went with the bead bags, of course, tilak and bead bags. Prabhupada was with his saffron robes. They went to this building, United Nations headquarters building. And they sat there, and of course Prabhupada started chanting because he saw that this is an opportunity to publicly chant the glories of the holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is a good opportunity. But there was one person in the organizer. He said, no, you cannot chant loudly. So Prabhupada accepted, okay. And they were all chanting on their beads, japa, and they were doing that. And 2 hours they were there, and different speakers were speaking, and Prabhupada also asked to speak, giving the message of peace. And Prabhupada spoke for some time, not long, and Prabhupada gave the message of peace formula in Bhagavad Gita. What is the peace formula? Muktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvalokam Maheshwaram Surdam Sarubhutana Yatvavam Shantimich. This is the peace formula from Bhagavad Gita. And he told that when people accept supremacy of God, He is a proprietor of everything, and at the same time He is our friend, He is our eternal well-wisher, then we can become really happy, we can become really peaceful. This is the peace formula. Prabhupada gave the message and then they came back. Of course, the chanting was softly, they were chanting softly, they could not do much loud kirtan there. But at least that presence was so important. At least some presence and connection with Mr. Larry Bogart. And they were returning back. And Prabhupada said that while returning, we don't have to do anything with these peace marches and everything. We need to spread the holy name. When people chant the holy name, then all the peace will come in the world. People, they have to become peaceful within the heart. If they are peaceful within the heart, then the peace can be established outside. And peace is broken into pieces within, then there is always fights outside. There will be always riots, terrorism, and everything will manifest outside, because there is disunity within. So Prabhupada came back, and then later on, this Mr. Larry Bogart, he was very obliged to Prabhupada. He was so happy that Prabhupada came, he and consented. So he wanted, Prabhupada also invited him that you also come. No? He was phoning and he was trying to help Swami Prabhupada, this Larry Bogart. He wanted probably him to become the part of United Nations Peace Vigil, so that he can become a member of that and give the message. This is such a big, if you please a big person, they do big things. They don't do small things. So this person was phoning Srila Prabhupada, he was trying to connect, and Prabhupada invited him, and he said, yeah, I will come. He was already helping with some stationery and everything. So Prabhupada wanted to give a good reception to this Mr. Larry Bogart. It's very interesting. So Prabhupada decided that he will himself cook for this person. Can you imagine? He could have told his disciple that you cook and I will just talk to this person. No. Prabhupada told that I will cook Indian dishes, Bengali dishes, and give a very nice hospitality. Let this person, Mr. Larry Bogart, be so nicely received that he not just theoretically understands our philosophy, but he understands that this is a practical culture. It's a cultural moment. Krishna consciousness is a cultural moment. So very deep. So Prabhupada was, he along with Kit, I think Kit was Kitananda Swami or something. Along with him, Prabhupada decided to cook various Indian dishes. And he told one bhakta, I won't tell his name, but he told one bhakta that please be, and he was on the top floor, Prabhupada was on the top floor and he was on the down. He told her, do not allow anybody because I am cooking for Mr. Bogart. Because if somebody comes in between, it will be disturbance. I don't want to get disturbed. So, Prabhupada was cooking, busy cooking for this person and thinking that he is coming, investing all his energy, his own whole consciousness. Because whatever we cook with the consciousness, that has effect on the person. Even while cooking bhoga to the Lord or even for the guest, we should have a very good consciousness that this will transform the heart of the person. Not that why so many people are coming, they're eating so much, they just keep eating and they don't give anything. If we have that kind of negative thoughts, then those negative thoughts will enter into that food. And then instead of they becoming devotees, they can understand that it's not very, we are not received here nicely. Somebody is not happy to receive, we are just kind of, we are maybe unwanted guests here. People can understand whether we are wanted or unwanted. So, what happened? Prabhupada was busy cooking and this person came. Mr. Larry Bogart, he came with his suit and nice kind of attire, with very nice polished person, and his bhakta was standing there. He was like a doorkeeper of Vaikuntha Loka. Of course, he should not be doing that. But he was like a commander-in-chief there. He was not allowing anybody coming inside. You cannot come inside. All other boys, he had driven them away. And he was very kind of determined to not allow anybody come. So he was standing there guarding the door. And Mr. Larry Bogart came. He was asking, where is Swami Prabhupada I want to meet? He said, Swami is busy. You cannot meet him. Okay. So he said, okay, I will wait. He got some chair, foldable chair, and he was sitting there. After half an hour, he was watching the wristwatch. Can I meet? Can I see Swamiji? I had come to meet. You cannot meet. He is busy. So, in this 1 hour pass, Swamiji was busy. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was busy cooking. And of course, he was anticipating that some message will come, at least in between somebody comes. But he was determined not to allow him. After 1 hour, this person, he kind of was waited for so long, and he was thinking, maybe he's busy, and he went. He went back. This person went back. And after some time, Swamiji could, Srila Prabhupada could understand that there is something, and he sent Kit, please find out if somebody had come. And Kit came, and he asked this bhakta, that did somebody come here to meet Swamiji? And he was kind of victorious person. He was saying, yes, I've driven out this person. Nobody could meet. And he was so shocked. Oh my God, what you did? That was the person. Srila Prabhupada wanted to meet him. He was cooking for him for so long. And you had driven him out. What have you done? It was a big blunder he had done. And when Srila Prabhupada came to know what has happened, Srila Prabhupada was like Narsingadev. He came down angrily. He was blasting everyone, and especially this bhakta. because it was a great opportunity to connect with such important person. He was cooking, wanted to give good hospitality, and this opportunity was lost because of this one person. Srila Prabhupada was so disturbed. We cannot imagine, because in those times, early days of ISKCON, ISKCON was not even established. It was just beginning. Meeting some people here and there and trying to make some connections. That was the strategy Prabhupada was having, and having lost that, Prabhupada was so disturbed. So, of course, time is getting over. So we can understand. So we can understand the sensitivity in dealings with people. How sensitively we should deal with people. He could have given the message, somebody has come to meet you, I don't know who is that person, but you decide, I don't decide. Right? Some kind of benefit of doubt he would have given. At least he could have used his presence of mind. He seems to be a good person, maybe important person, I don't know, I cannot judge. But he was like Niyamagraha, Niyamagraha person. No means no. No prasad means where is there no. So that is a kind of, therefore it requires kind of maturity to do this service. And therefore, especially for the pujaris, it's a kind of training. Training of pujaris is to see the good super soul in the heart of everyone. To give the benefit of doubt. Even if I don't know somebody, give them prasad. Talk to them nicely. Don't hurt anybody. Because we never know who is that person. So therefore, of course, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, he has kind of different outlook. He has created a system of welcoming guests and taking care of them. Because he saw that everyone is going out and telling everyone that please come in. Please come to our temple. But when somebody comes to our temple, is there somebody to welcome them? Right? Everyone is going out and telling, please come to our temple, distributing books, programs, do this program, youth programs. Everyone is telling, please come to our temple. But somebody comes to temple, then there is nobody. Then they will come and then they will go. It takes a lot of energy to bring somebody to temple. Right? You go out and tell somebody, please come to temple. It takes gallons of blood to bring somebody to temple. And somebody comes to temple, then there is nobody. And everybody thinks that somebody will do it. Or sometimes think that, oh, it is, anybody can do this service. Managers think that, oh, somebody will do it. And ultimately we find that there is nobody. Somebody, everybody, anybody. And ultimately there is nobody to do the service. But therefore there has to be some way of identifying, giving benefits out, taking care of new people. It takes tapasya. It will not come easily. It is not an easy job. It takes years and years of austerity, the praying, meditation, praying to the Supreme Lord to change the heart of a person. Because you cannot cheat a person, you cannot make a false facade. As soon as you do that, you will be detected. You have to be really sincere in your service. So therefore, it's a very delicate service. It requires a lot of maturity to do that. And whoever has got that privilege, we should be very happy to do this service. Hare Krishna. So I think I have gotten really over time. Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai.
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा।